Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Memphis Mayor A.C. Wharton and Bill Drees from the Memphis Daily News. Mayor Wharton, we just finished a very contentious budget season. You were on the show with some finance people from your office just a couple weeks ago. We've had city council members on the show talking about the city budget against the backdrop of a reappraisal year with property values being down, the state comptroller coming in and raising real concerns about the debt structure for the city and long-term pensions and benefits and so on. And then to get the budget done, the council and your office did a tax increase going from 311 to 340, a pretty big number. Is this a good budget? Is it a sustainable budget?
Well, it begins us on the road toward coming up with sustainable budgets. You can't get it all done in one year. You can't undo what has accumulated over many, many years, decades in a sense. But it does begin us on a path toward coming up with sustainable budgets in the sense that we deliberately, along with the council, came up with a budget that did not look merely at 2014, but it said, what about the debt in 2015? What about the debt in 2014? And that's why we were pushing for the higher rate, because the comptroller had said, no more of this, just let's get by 12 months and then figure out what we'll do once that ends. If you look at this budget at the 340 rate, it adds to the reserves in 2014. It adds to the reserves also, if necessary, in 2015 and out. But the key thing that caught the comptroller's attention was, now what are you doing about the debt that's looming out there? Well, if you look at that budget, the increases in the debt service, not merely for 2014, it's covered in 2014, clearly it's covered, but also we covered it in 2015 and we made an approach toward dealing with it in 2016. The vice that the comptroller spotted was not that we had this debt out there. A debt, unfortunately, is just a fact of life when it comes to municipal governments. But we did not have a discernible plan as to how we were going to deal with it. So to answer your question, this is the beginning of the completion of a plan that that dictates how we will deal with the reserves and the debt. And that's what the comptroller wanted.
Critics of your office and of this budget and, you know, on the city council, we've had a number of folks on there who want to cut a lot more. Yeah. And when you talk about cutting, what you're really talking about, and I think everyone agrees, you're talking about cutting people. I mean, that's the biggest expense within the city government. Why didn't this budget cut more people? Why raise taxes to get it done?
Well, fact of the matter is, if you exclude the police department, the number of employees in city government on the general fund is down by 13.5% in 3 years. Even including the police department, it's down by 3.7%. So by George, we have cut. And the very folks who say cut, cut, cut will be the very ones that you'll see coming up in the days ahead who will be blasting me for the attrition plan in the fire department. So I want to see those folks go to the police department and you start pulling the men and women out of the police department and the fire department. Why there? Because that's where over 70% of the personnel expenditures are. The bottom line is that we have cut. It's so asinine for folks to continue saying, well, all they do is raise taxes. The fact of the matter is the city council and administration have cut taxes.
Yeah,
3 years in a row.
Right.
I want somebody to come in and show me these tax increases.
What is going to happen with the fire department? And it looks as if it's happening pretty quickly. It's unfolding pretty quickly.
All right, and Bill, I haven't had very many people to come to our defense on that. The very people who say cut, and we ought to cut, they're now the ones who are criticizing. Everybody wants to cut, but they won't say where. It's by attrition. And Director Benson, let me tell you, is doing an exemplary job. He checks with the Insurance Standards Office, the folks who rate us and rate property in terms of how much your insurance rates are going to be. We're not going to cross that line. Again, this is through attrition. This is through redeployment. This is through using different kinds of equipment. But we have made it clear, and Director Benson has made it clear, this is through not replacing individuals who were leaving anyway. We're going to keep the response time within the acceptable standards so that there is no risk. And keep in mind, people always think in terms of a fire department as being that place that has these big trucks that just run all day long putting out fires. 70% of the calls are not for fires. They're for ambulance services, and that hasn't been touched. So there will be changes. There will be redeployment. There will be different uses of stations. But in terms of being able to respond within acceptable time limits, the department will be able to do that, and we will not fire people, and we will not lay folks off. When folks leave, we simply, in some instances, will not fill those positions.
Should you have been more forceful in going to the council? Should you have been more specific in saying, this is the plan I want, and saying that over and over again? to them.
We rode the 351 horse till it broke all four legs. Remember, I stuck with the 351. You know, when you're running in a race and you see your horse has four broken legs, either you can stand out there and get trampled or you can get on the next horse to come by. I jumped on the next horse that came by. It wasn't a horse I wanted to win. But you have to use common sense on these things. Start trying to build a coalition. Fortunately, that coalition ended up with the 340.
Do you worry, though, you know, critics of the taxes, critics of city government, that taxes like that, that's part of what drives people out of Memphis? That they're going to go to the low-tax suburbs. But you know the story, right?
Let me say this. If that's the case, why didn't the industry just flood in here back when they had that whopping tax cut back through that got us into this trouble? Did folks rush in here? Did folks stop leaving? That's what I mean. We've got to be more discerning in how we question folks when they come up with premises like that. If all you need to do to just cause folks to flood in like the great gold rush in 1849 or whenever it was, if cutting taxes would do that, we wouldn't have room for people, because one of the biggest tax cuts was back when they cut out the school funding.
And got it down to what, $3?
How many people even know they got that tax cut back then? Right. So this idea of taxes running folks out of town, who wants to raise taxes? I know I recruit the business here. I know they are concerned about taxes. But the idea that the only thing that is causing folks to leave, you keep raising taxes. It has failed in Europe. It has not worked globally. It will not work locally. You will not find one city government, state government, county government, anywhere that said, "Boy, we were in trouble, so we just cut, 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 cut."
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.